Hi, I am Olivia White, and this is
Amber Mordo
and Joel Morata.
And we're going to be talking about some interviews and surveys that we collected here at John Jay discussing climate change. First, we want to talk about what climate change is. It's a change in global or regional climate patterns, in particular a change apparent from the mid to late 20th century onwards and attributed largely to the increased levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide produced by the use of fossil fuels. Some of the things that are omitted are greenhouse gases, which come from water vapor or carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide. I'll tell you a little bit about like what a carbon footprint is. It's the amount of carbon dioxide and other carbon compounds emitted due to the consumption of fossil fuels by a particular person or group. So everybody has their own individual carbon footprint, depending on how often they use their cars or how often they eat meat even. But we wanted to kind of find out what people here at John Jay know about climate change and how important they think it is and how much of a risk it is to our current way of life. Amber?
Yes. We reported a survey of 101 John Jay students, and we found some pretty interesting statistics. Just for a background, 65% of the people that we surveyed were between the ages of 19 and 22 years old, and the most of the people were either forensic psychology majors or criminal justice majors. Out of the 101 students, 43 strongly agreed with the statement that climate change is a large problem in today's world. 78% of those people believe in climate change and say that it is happening now. 96% of the people said that they've heard about climate change in multiple places throughout their day. 33 disagree with the statement that it's too late to take action on climate change. Almost 90% of those people said that air pollution has affected the world's health. And 32% of the people agree with the statement that fossil fuels have a large problem and large part in climate change. But we also found statistics that although they believe in climate change, they are not willing to do anything about it. 50% of the people strongly agreed that they eat meat once a day. 74% said they did not know that eating meat less would reduce fossil fuels by 15%. But after knowing that knowledge, 58% were still not willing to stop eating meat or eat less meat. 40% did not want to take part in a campaign about climate change or would not take a part. And 21% wouldn't switch to solar or wind energy. Most people in the surveys do recycle, and 44% that recycling would help the environment. So although they believe in climate change and they think that is happening now, they're not willing to do anything about it.
We also conducted several interviews outside of John Jay and got some kind of interesting insight. One girl that I and a classmate of mine, Michelle Richards, interviewed, was very aware of the subject. Her name is Lydia, and we're going to play her interview now.
So what do you know about climate change?
The Earth is heating up and the ice caps are melting. We're all going to start swimming.
Yeah. So do you know anything about what causes it?
Pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Or the rise of gas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about it, personally?
Bad, but I'm gonna die.
You worried? Okay. So what, do you do anything to, help climate change?
I take the bus instead of driving.
That's good.
Recycle.
That's great. How do you think that John Jay could maybe help? Like, what do you think we could do here?
Enforcing more recycling strategies.
Yeah, no, but like, I get notifications.
Less use of plastic intake.
If we were to put together some kind of incentive program or recycling program, is that something that you would maybe want to get involved in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. And then on a scale of like 1 to 10, how important like of an issue do you think climate change is to our world and our community?
10.
So as you can see, there are some people who are very aware of the issue and are even willing to participate in a campaign or something that maybe we could try to make a difference. There's some changes. Another classmate of mine interviewed Rayad, and he had a couple things to say as well.
What do you think? What is climate change?
Obviously, it's, you know, the changing of the climate of the earth. But I mean, if you want to be technical, I want to say that it's, you know, greenhouse gases causing holes in the ozone layer, thus letting extra sun rays in, heating up the planet's temperature. And climate, thus climate change.
How often, in your opinion, do you say that you contribute to this phenomenon?
Me? Mm-hmm. Contributing to climate change? Mm-hmm. Every day. All of us do, every day. No matter who you are, we all contribute in some way to that because we are human beings and we eat meat. So when we poot or whatever you want to call it, you're creating more greenhouse gases. So everybody does contribute every day.
What do you think you can do to help stop the accelerating rate of the climate warming?
Nothing.
What?
There's nothing you could do. You could do less of. You could be more conscious of what you're doing, but as far as stopping it, it's never going to stop. Because all the other planets' temperatures are rising too, so it's like the sun is just growing and eventually it's going to explode. You know? There's nothing we can do about it. Hmm. That's just how it is. You know? The sun is not a planet. The sun is a star. Uh-huh. Stars behave differently.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important or serious would you say climate change is?
Well, 1 to 10? I'm going to say a 5, simply because there's bigger things going on that affect us way more than, you know, what we can't really control too much, except, you know, because of the way society is. And like, the biggest contributor of greenhouse gases is farms and all this livestock that they keep. So until people stop eating meat and depending on like, what's the word they use for these, how they keep these animals, like, it's not farms, it's like, I don't know what you call it. But whatever, the way they keep these animals is what's producing all these, most of it. It's not coming from cars as much as it used to. Mostly, it's like food factories, I guess you could call it, because they're not even like farms. They're just places that they keep animals and then they feed them and then they fucking shit and produce that shit goes into the atmosphere and all that. So, until people stop eating meat, nothing's gonna change. That's what it is.
So some people are very aware, and some people think that there's not a whole lot we can do at this point. I'm kind of in that boat. I feel a little bit like there's not a whole lot we can do to help, but it's important that we inform and we tell people all the time what can be done and what the issues are and what's causing it, and we need to make sure that we're talking to our political leaders. Because there are some people who get on the Trump boat and think that it's a Chinese conspiracy. And we have an interview of a girl who has been led to believe this, just this.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Aon. I'm taking environmental justice class at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I just want to ask you some quick questions about the environmental issues happening right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure. May I know your name, please?
Sure. My name is Karen Clark, I attend John Jay College, and my major is forensic accounting.
Forensic accounting, cool. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about the climate change right now?
Well, I feel like climate change is a big Chinese hoax.
A big Chinese hoax?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I feel like there's nothing that we have to worry about because it is a joke.
It's a joke?
Yes, okay. Basically.
So what can you do to prevent the climate change?
We don't have to do anything because there's nothing to be in fear of. Again, like I said, it's a joke. It's a hoax. It is something that is designed or that they talked about so we can be in, so we can feel like we're in danger, but it's really, we're not really in danger of anything. So we don't have to change our lifestyle. We can just keep doing what we're doing. Drive our cars that emits a lot of fumes into the air because nothing's going to happen to the climate.
Oh, okay.
Or to the environment, rather.
So you think that it's just a political...
Right, exactly. It's as I agree with Trump. He said that it's a hoax that was used to decline businesses, and I agree 100% with him.
Okay, So what do you think that John Jay can do to prevent the climate change?
Stop spreading the rumor about the fact that climate change.
The war is changing.
Right.
Everything's
right.
Messing up.
It's a rumor. Don't be afraid, people. Don't be afraid.
Just stay calm.
Yes, stay calm.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You as well.
Although we may think everyone is aware of climate change, we do still have those who think it's just a myth. It is important that we educate our peers, everyone we associate ourselves with, of this matter. Our group made a brochure, which Liv will explain, and this is something we use to educate those who do not believe in climate change and think that it doesn't exist. So Liv will explain that to you right now.
We're really interested in kind of starting a renewable energy campaign at school to raise awareness and promote sustainable energy and the implementation of sustainable energy where it doesn't already exist. We are interested in maybe having like a table outside during community hour with just information if people have any questions. But basically this brochure just talks about a few things that can be done at home and on campus. At home, it's important to unplug your appliances, replace all your CFL lights with LED lights, reduce your the use of your dishwasher and washing machines. Instead of doing there a lot of small loads, make sure your loads are full when you are doing them. At campus, we need to, replace all of our CFL lights with LED lights, making sure lights are turned off when we're not using them. When no one's around for the holidays, all the lights need to be turned off. And a big reason why sustainable energy is so important is because it does save money. It improves the economy. It's really good for the environment and reduces our carbon footprint as a whole. It improves our national security by enhancing the nation's energy independence, and overall it enhances the quality of life by using clean energy. And I also talk about several different kinds of renewable energy, like wind power, solar energy, geothermal energy, biomass, and hydroelectricity. So if you do see our sustainable energy campaign around campus, please stop by and ask us questions, because we'll be more than happy to talk with you about it.
That's it.